meeting to order. This is a special session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, July 18th, 2017, at 6 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein. Councilmember Joan Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom is excused. City staff Ashley Coronado, City Clerk. Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. This is a special meeting, and therefore there was no call to the public, but I see that we have somebody, there was a sheet put out there, so I'm going to honor that sheet. And Russ Eli Malone, now, you want to speak about glossophate, and you want to do that at the regular meeting coming up next, correct?
Right, right, but since I was reading about it, I also wanted to be short about city manager.
Well, okay, come on, yeah, then come on up and be short.
Okay. I got a bit of kit here. Please bear with me because I'm hearing impaired. I got an old hearing aid and a new one that I just got yesterday. I'm testing out. So, and to that end, you know, there's no discrimination on basis of race, color, national origin, disability.
Speak into the mic for me, sir.
And to that end, I just want to bring up the fact that to that end, there's no discrimination based on race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex. And that you have to provide free aids and services to people with disabilities to communicate effectively with you, such as qualified sign language interpreters and written information in other formats, large print, audio, accessible electronic formats, and other formats. And I was just thinking a chalkboard would be helpful in the future. Okay.
A chalkboard?
Anyway, chalkboard.
And what will that do for us, sir?
Well, if you're illustrating a problem.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, and anyway, Mayor, Council, distinguished guests, I just want to say that I was watching a movie called 13 Days on Infinifilm, and of course, you know, it's the 13 extraordinary days in October 1962, the world stood on the brink of an unthinkable catastrophe after the discovery of Soviet weapons in Cuba. Events and tension escalate between two military superpowers, and within the White House, John F. Kennedy and Special Assistant to the President Kenneth P. O'Donnell are in the hot seat as they struggle to prevent nuclear war. Now, in that movie on Infinifilm, this is a movie, but in Infinifilm, they have at the bottom, you know, 30 seconds, what really happened in the White House, what was going through everybody's mind, what was happening in the Oval Office, etc. And, you know, I think we should pay tribute to this unforgettable man. But if you watch the movie, his style, he was able to, you know, through his rich embodiment of style and strength, through a rich combination of reading people and situations, he was able to diffuse the whole situation. So his style, if you're interested in watching the movie, maybe I can get another one. I'd like to keep this one, or you could borrow it. I think you'll find it very instructive.
Yes, sir. It's a good movie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Donna Pulling.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Having been at the library today and just reading through this packet of information regarding the contractual terms for the interim city manager, I have just one question. If this person is hired at $3,300 per week for a 40-hour week, how is this budgeted? How are we paying for this? And given the fact that we have already expended funds for a previous city manager. In addition to that, and if this person is going to be hired, engaged full-time, there is a 20% engagement fee of his annual salary on top of the fees that we pay him on a weekly basis. So I guess my question simply is, where are these funds going to be coming from?
And as you know, Ms. Pulling, at call to the public, we're not able to answer your question.
I understand that, sir, but I'm hoping that this discussion during this meeting will reveal some of these facts that we have not been privy to thus far. Thank you.
You're welcome. The first item of business is discussion and possible approval of Robert E. Smith as interim city manager. Council?
I'd like to move that we go into executive session for discussion and consideration of employment assignment, appointment, promotion, demotion, dismissal, salaries, discipline, and resignation of a public office appointee or employee of any public body.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor of going to executive session, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, we stand in executive session. We're back in.
I move that we come out of executive session.
I second.
All those in favor of coming out of executive session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. We are out of executive session. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve Robert E. Smith as interim city manager and contract with Interim Public Management LLC.
I second that. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-1. The rationale of this situation is I have certainly been spending a lot of time at City Hall. I've spoken with a lot of our employees, and we need a strong city manager in place to put Bisbee back on track. It has been off for a period of time. Hiccup seems to be, of course, the monetary expenditure on this rather than the individual. So I'd like to address a couple things that some of us perhaps haven't thought of. One, the fee is going to a temp agency and is not going into Mr. Smith's pocketbook. His will be less than that. I don't know. It's none of my business. That's his contract with that agency. I can tell you that that works out with the housing and everything to approximately $15,000 a month for 3 months. And if we realize what we have been paying Mr. Marsh with the EREs, which is about $10,000 a month, then we find that for an additional approximately $15,000 over the term of this contract, that we in fact have a professional city manager who has taken on the exact type of problems having to do with fiscal problems that the city of Bisbee faces right now, the last being La Paz County, which he went to La Paz County and they weren't even able to make payroll upon his arrival. So that is part of the rationale. The second questions that people ask is, where does this money come from? One, it comes from the existing city manager budget, which of course isn't in place with enough money to cover these total funds, although again this is for 3 months and not a year. I want to remind people that as of last meeting, as of July 1, we were able to amortize our PSBRS accounts, and which provides us over $300,000 this year in extra funds, so that that won't be being paid to PSBRS this year. We will be voting later today to expend about $134,000 of that as a payback to our employees, which we'll discuss when that time comes. And that with the $15,000 extra that this apparently is going to be costing will easily fit within that $300,000, allowing us to deposit in excess of $100,000 still into our reserves for our rainy day fund or whatever. And so the questions about where's the money coming from, that would be where I would propose the money would be coming from. That's money in the general fund. That's money that we didn't have as of July 1. And with that, I'll and Mr. Smith, again, no relation, will be starting at 7:30 Monday morning. Ms. Klein, anything?
No, I don't have anything to add, thank you.
Yes. Mr. Davis? Mr. Higgins? Mr. Dunn?
Well, I was on vacation and did not have the opportunity to interview this person. Certainly a very positive feedback from everyone I've talked to. I think the important thing is we're wanting to move forward as a council. And I think it's important that we get a very capable person and we continue to move forward. So I certainly, that's the reason for my vote.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Higgins.
I move that we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We stand adjourned, Mr. Higgins.
Thank you.
You have 15 minutes.